You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, welcome back into Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Again, we certainly appreciate our friends at Rocket for helping make this broadcast possible so that we can talk golf with you. Rocket, own the dream. Again, congratulations to Bud Cauley. He wins the RBC Canadian Open at TPC Toronto, Osprey Valley. To be more specific, that would be the North Course, where the rough was 4.5 inches as
the tour prepares
for the U.S. Open. BC, please.
It's the National Open.
That's what I said.
It should be 2-under winner, not 16-under. Played too easy.
Well, I just said the rough was 4.5 inches. And you saw what Bud Cauley had to deal with off the horrible drive on 18.
He hit it in the toolies. Come on, it's a short par 5. Man, make it tougher.
It's not what you were saying.
Fairways are too big.
He fell back into the bunker.
I know. He got a grass stain on his right knee, too.
So wow, now that's unacceptable.
Yeah, should have put rain pants on.
By the way, checking the PGA Tour champions, way to go, Zach Johnson. He wins the Principal Charity Classic Wakanda Club in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa.
Hilly.
I was there last year.
17 under.
I was there last year. That last fairway is like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your head upside down.
Richard Green and Retief Goosen up next, both at 13 under. So a comfortable win for Mr. Johnson. Meanwhile, big news. So happy to be participating in the Great Lakes Championship. What's going on here is the Epson Tour. As we've explained time and time again on this fine program, the Epson Tour is the step below the LPGA Tour. It is chock full of amazing stories. I digress. There is going to be a special edition of Spin on Golf Tuesday night from 8 to 9. Myself, producer Dave Rieger, that Marcero fella, we're all heading up there to bring this thing to you, to paint a picture. And then we're going to play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. Played in it last year. It is so much fun.
How many balls are you bringing?
Probably 5
question?
For number 4.
What are you talking about?
You'll need 2 clips for number 4.
I just asked you a question. How many balls? You guys want to make sure you're all set.
I'll be there with you. I'll caddy for you.
I have. Okay, deal. And bring some extra balls, would you? I always have 6 in the bag. That's it.
Oh, that might be a quick day.
I don't lose too many.
I might take the over on this one.
Hey, it's like BC at the Athletic Club in the PGA Championship.
Oh, my God.
Those yellow balls don't float.
Okay, here's the reality of the situation. I'm tired of talking to you two.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Susie Fox.
I thought you said you loved having us here.
I did for a minute.
Weeping.
The tournament director of the Great Lakes Championship at the Highlands at beautiful Boyne, one of my favorite places ever.
Best.
Susie, how are you?
Well, I'm not having as much fun as you guys are, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you don't know what I deal with every week there, Susie.
This is the real Susie Fox from Michigan.
The Great Lakes Championship, Susie, is reloading at the Highlands at Boyne for the second straight year. Last year was the first year, and I know the amazing staff there at Boyne, extremely proud of the remarks that the Epson Tour players made about the entire facility after that championship was over a year ago. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we were voted the best new event of 2025, which is, you know, a feather in our cap. And it's a testament to not only the work that the Great Lakes Sports Commission does, who owns and operates this event, but our team here at the Highlands. They're great to work with. And, you know, they just like to do things the Highlands way, the Boyne way, and that's the way we like it. We want to do it the best, and we hope that, you know, gets recognized, and it obviously did last year.
And you have unique perspective, Susie, because you are a former player, 20-plus year head pro in the great state of Michigan. And as I said at the beginning, Susie, this Epson Tour is just chock full of amazing stories because, look, the money, the purses that these girls play for isn't a whole hell of a lot. They are responsible for travel. A lot of them stay with host families when they're on the road. And they have a single desire, and that is to make it to the LPGA Tour. I think it's a fantastic deal.
Well, these are dreamers, as were we back in the day, and I can tell you it's changed a lot. Our biggest purse was $75,000, and right now, you know, the winners are getting anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 just alone. But you can't survive on this tour unless you play well. It costs a lot of money, and I tell you, the quality of the field is spectacular. I don't care who you play with in the Pro-Am, or if you come out to watch who you're watching, you're going to see fabulous golf, and it's more relatable. Yeah, it's more relatable than watching men's golf.
Susie Jordan-Young here with Game Above and co-host with Steve in BC. I'm looking forward to coming up there and spending some time at the Great Lakes Championship, and obviously I've been up there to Boyne quite a bit. The course was in great shape a couple weeks ago. Can't wait to see the girls out there and play. You know, have you heard much about the weather, the course, or how the rain is impacted? Are there any storms that cruise through there at all?
Yeah, Susie, you're in charge of weather, okay?
Yeah, I've had that burden most of my life.
Yeah.
It's no, the course is in spectacular shape. If you recall, last year when we were coming in, they had a terrible ice storm, and they prepared the course phenomenally, and now it's even better. With the rain that's come through, there's been some flooding up here. The greens are going to be very receptive. But, again, they're not seeing mud or anything on the golf course. And I think that scoring is going to be low.
Well, BC, you had a low score there a couple weeks ago, right?
Well, yeah, my partner did.
Look at you,
Pro-Am, but,
Mr. Winner.
But,
yeah.
But the tilt to the greens will still have them scratching their heads, Susie, as you know, about the Boeing courses. That's a protection of the heather. And the par fives are not cupcakes by any means because the – basically, the tilt to the greens on the back nines are very, very difficult.
Well, I can tell you the girls aren't cupcakes either.
Uh-huh.
And I expect these professionals to eat up this golf course. Just to give you a little perspective, we have 21 of the top 25 on the race for the card that are going to be here, 8 of the top 10, and 6 of the 7 last event winners, and most likely...
Nice.
We're going to have the winner of the Battle Creek event, which is going on right now, but she's got a fair lead.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be awesome.
We're hoping that Sarah White wins this one. That's what we're hoping.
Are we now?
We would love that. There would be some sort of chairlift parade, or we'd throw her in
like
the lake or
idea.
Something like that.
I would imagine, Susie, when you are voted best new event, that the players – participating on the Epson Tour take note of things like that, and they want to check out why you got this award. So happy that you've got a wonderful field going into the Great Lakes Championship.
Yeah, we have 142. I have not counted the countries yet. Last year we exceeded, I believe, 24 countries, and it's just amazing to me the, you know, how the tour has changed, and it's awesome. These women professionals deserve the support. It's interesting that the Korn Ferry Tour gets paid to have, you know, viewing on the Golf Channel, whereas the Epson Tour has to pay for it if they want any coverage. So
no, that's great.
That's wrong.
Something inequitable about that.
Yes, 100%.
Pro-Am on Wednesday and Thursday, right, Susie?
And you know what? If somebody wants to get in, we'll squeeze you in. We'd love to have you. I have a $3,000 and a $5,000 option, but we still have room mostly on Thursday, I would say.
There you go,
but
Steve.
Then we've got great competition Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a wonderful big VIP viewing platform that's very economical to buy tickets for, and it's only $5 to get in the gate.
Oh,
so
that's a bargain.
Yeah.
That's a great, great bargain. Susie,
well,
thank you so very much for your time.
And that all goes to charity. You bet.
Oh. That's wonderful. Again, looking forward to seeing you up there, Susie. Maybe you can join us for the special edition of Spin on Golf. That's going on Tuesday night from 8 to 9. But look forward to chatting with you, Susie.
Thanks, fellas. Look forward to having you up here.
Have a great
All
week.
All right. Susie Thank Fox, you. Tournament Director, Great Lakes Championship, with us here on Spin on Golf. I'm already competing, I said, on Wednesday.
What's wrong with Thursday? What, you got backache or something? Can't play 2 days in a row?
I just.
Or you only have six balls.
I play
right.
when I'm asked.
He's only got six. He's going to play 1-9 maybe.
Okay. Laugh, laugh, clown, laugh. Spin on Golf will continue, I believe, as we continue here on 760 WJR.